Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Hal Spackman and Blake Conway from the Sitka Historical Society and the upcoming third annual Model Train Village, and now featuring Toyland. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Erin.
So this, as I mentioned, it's the third annual Model Toy Village. How did this come about? How did the Sitka Historical Society bring trains into the holidays in Sitka?
Well, as what happened is Jackie LaGuire called us up and said, hey, how would you like to have all of my collection of beautiful Christmas village, collectible houses and different kinds of motels and all kinds of things. They're really cool. And she spent a lifetime collecting these mm-hmm. things. And so there's literally hundreds of pieces. And I said, sure. And I'd happened to have been in Anchorage a number of years back. And I noticed that Walter Hickel's son had always done a display at the Captain Cook of model trains. And I thought, boy, that's cool. And I thought, we could do that same thing. So I started reaching out to people. And sure enough, there are a whole bunch of model train enthusiasts in town. And so we put this little model train village together. And it was so popular that we've kind of expanded it every year. And this year, we're going to expand it to include a toy land. And so not only are we looking for model trains and enthusiasts like that, we're kind of not always vintage toys, but just toys from your childhood or your own children, your grandchildren. And so they don't have to be collectibles, but mm-hmm. we're trying to develop this idea of this was what Christmas used to look like, or okay. these are some things from the past. And so in addition, we're having our super popular gingerbread house contest.
Perfect.
Again. And people are already asking about that. And they don't have to be gingerbread houses. Use your creativity.
It's just as long as it's in the aesthetic of gingerbread houses.
It's the whole idea of just being gingerbread.
All right. That sounds really, really fun. So for this expansion over the years of you started with getting this model train village and folks were coming out of the woodwork of like, actually, model trains have been a little like have been a passion of mine, too. And Blake, that's kind of how you got involved with this. You were one of those folks.
Yeah, that's correct. The the first year we brought down our boys and checking everything out, and then throughout the pandemic, I was kind of at home and built a train room in our house. And last year I got in contact with Hal, and I brought down some vintage post-war Lionel trains, and we set up a little table. And then this year I've kind of expanded on that theme and idea, and I'm really excited to bring that the new display down and share with the community. It's pretty exciting and fun.
Awesome. So this is a like a personal set that you've put together in your house for a while that you're now bringing out to the wider community.
So the display that we're bringing down to the museum was created at the Sitka Sound Science Center as part of a summer camp. It was called Training Camp, and it was about sharing with kids how electric circuits work and motors and switches and relays. And so so with the Toyland and Vintage Train Show in mind, I created a replica of a Lionel dealer display.
Cool.
And so that's what we're gonna bring down.
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like that's I feel like Model Train Villages is always kind of had a Christmas feel for me. I don't know if other folks have that, but to have that true vintage of post-war era classic display and train set, and then having this Toyland aspect to build out from there. So it's really a way for, I guess, multi-generations to have new conversation starters of like back in my day, that was the hot ticket item.
Well, and that's a great point, Erin. I'll give some examples. I can remember going through a mall looking for American Girl dolls for my granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was just grabbing these things. You go, oh man, I got an American Girl doll. Well, we're going to actually have an American Girl doll treehouse coming in. And so if you've got some American Girl dolls you'd like to use with it, but it could be even that modern, and that would be from children who are probably in college. And then so you've got that, or you could go back to like pogo sticks or you know, Chatty Cathy's, Baby Alive, Easy Bake Ovens, Erector Sets, Lincoln Logs. Mm-hmm. And so Christmas is just kind of changing all the time, mm-hmm. and it's neat to go back into different eras and say, hey, I got this in my closet or my attic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so many people say, what do I have? And this is going to get them thinking. So call us at the museum, 738-3766, mm-hmm. 3766, just call me, or come by and say, I have this toy I'd like to display. Now, some of the toys are going to be collectibles. Like we have, Bonnie Brenner is going to bring in some storybook dolls, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure what those are, but I think they're highly collectible. And so we're going to put those behind a glass case. Okay. And so there's kind of a difference between a highly collectible toy versus just kind of
the nostalgia.
Let's put an American Girl doll out there, you know, or Cabbage Patch Kid or something mm-hmm. like that.
So for folks who you have these in the back of the closet, they're like, that Easy Bake Oven is actually doesn't have, you know, too much brownie batter plastered on it. It can be displayed. So what's the window that they'll be putting these on display for you, because it's just a loaning. They can bring it back home.
Yeah, we don't have room for all these toys in there, but we probably should, because they're such an integral part of people's history. But anyway, the event is going to open December 17th,
okay,
12 a.m. From 12 to 4, that's the opening event. We're going to have the Grinch there. We're going to have Santa Claus there, Mrs. Claus. You can take pictures. The Fortress of the Bear is donating a selfie station. We're also going to have like a place, like I say, to take pictures with Santa and the Grinch, those traditional Santa Claus pictures. Yeah. We're going to have Cookie Corral, sponsored by AC Lakeside. First National Bank, Sitka Swirls, True Value are going to help us with prizes for the Gingerbread House. But that starts the 12th, or excuse me, the 17th. So you can bring in your toys or contact me anytime from now on to about like the 15th. You know, any later than that is going to be a problem for us, because okay. we got to set up the whole room.
Yeah, you got to know the supplies you're working with to yes. build this out. So yeah, now, now a couple days before, so yeah. 14th, 15th, contact you or swing by the museum?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
And we'll take good care of it, or the best we can. If you got something you don't want broken, you got to let us know, because I can't help little fingers sometimes, you know, because some of these are going to be out on display where they yeah. can look at them and touch them. And
yeah, so if it's something that's a little more fragile, maybe, you know, put it back a little bit away.
Yeah, I
got to
know.
Away.
Well, yeah. we've got a glass display case. Perfect. We can put some of that in.
Awesome. And how long is this whole exhibit going to be up and available for folks to explore?
It's going to be 1 week, Aaron, and it starts, like I say, December 17th at 12 o'clock. It's going to run for a week at Centennial Hall.
Excellent. Oh, so now for this gingerbread contest, you were saying this is almost an, I don't want to say no rules, because that sounds like absolute chaos, but this is a pretty let your imagination be your limit for gingerbread houses.
Absolutely. Let's just call it no holds barred.
Okay.
And like last year, we had a boat parade. We had cabins with antlers. We had all kinds of fabulous prizes fabulous creations. Mm-hmm. And I've already been asked, some people are thinking about, what can I do next? And, you know, there really is no rule for that, you know.
Okay.
And you can use any kind of thing to craft it that you want to. It doesn't have to be gingerbread. A lot mm-hmm. of people use graham crackers, pretzels. I used Frosted Mini Wheats last year with my grandson. And so, you know, and I put it together with hot glue. Some people use frosting. Other people use stuff. I mean, like I said when we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. Eat them at your own risk after they've been staying out there for a week.
Yeah, like you said, on display with many curious little fingers yeah. probably poking and prodding. So that is going to be the same week they'll be on display. The contest itself is happening that opening day, right?
Yeah,
they're still in their prime.
Yep, you have to bring it in on the morning of the 17th, before the event, just even like 30 minutes before the event if you want, and so you could keep it at your house. And if you want, you can pick it up after the event and take it home if you want it for decoration too. You don't have to leave it with us.
Okay. And for folks who, like with the model trains and kind of the origination of this event, are we going to have folks like you, Blake, and you, Hal, kind of hanging around if people have, you know, questions and if they're inspired too?
Yes, I'm planning on being there. I'll be definitely at the event, and then, you know, popping in throughout the rest of the week to operate the trains and kind of yeah. ask any questions. And yeah, I would love any other model train enthusiasts to come down and check it out and run some trains. It'd be great.
Excellent. Awesome. What a great event, and I'm glad it's continuing and growing for people inspired by the classic stuff. And then, yeah, bringing your kids in, like, yes, before the internet, we had an easy bake oven. And that's fun conversations to have between the generations.
Yeah, how much rock brownie dough did people eat from an easy bake
so
oven?
So much. That light bulb really takes a long time to cook things.
Can you even find a light bulb now that it'll have
yeah,
generate
LED
that kind of
just
heat?
Doesn't do it. You need that incandescence. Well,
we even ordered an AFX slot car to have for people to see, because that was a big deal too. And I, as a child, I know to have slot cars. And so that'll be there for kids to even play with.
Oh, that's going to be really cool. Cool event for the whole family. So that'll be starting December 17th, 12 to 4, running for a week at Harrigan Centennial Hall. If anyone has some toys from their childhood they'd like to put on display as a loan, they can contact you, Hal, at the museum or 738-3766.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be from your childhood. It can be your children's childhood, because we're really not trying to go for necessarily the old toys. It could be kind of to show a picture of Christmas, and it could be a young person's toys, you know, because things come and go very quickly.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, there's definitely folks who have held on to it, so it'll be fun to see that and share it with the community. Well, Blake Conway, Hal Spackman, thank you both for coming in this morning and for putting on such a lovely event for the holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you.